VAS, I'm listed.
For VAS, K82BNG.
KG, KO4VAS, how are you doing?
Just pulled into the driveway, about to head in, go grab some dinner. So this may be short, but yeah, I'm doing okay.
Just leaving my office, going home, myself.
So, anything planned for when you get home, or like the rest of us, just vegetate in front of the television for the next 12 hours?
That's exactly. I stayed up way too late watching football last night, and we got a couple of shows we watch, and that's what I plan to do, and I'm headed to bed a little early tonight, I believe.
I tape shows to watch later, I end up somehow never quite watching them. It's kind of like you either missed it or you didn't.
We kind of got it down pretty good. We watched one a night, and there's a couple of them that we really like, and some of them are going on now, so that's kind of what we do. That's what happens when you get old, I guess.
No idea what's on cable, satellite, pay-per-view, or anything else. I refuse basically to pay for anything, so just whatever the antenna can pull down is fine.
That, and I think we're all about there with the way the pricing is going up, and then even when you get a full package, it seems like there's another network that comes on that you got to pay even more for, and it's ridiculous.
Well, when I'm asked about my opinion, well, broadcast TV is dead. No, it isn't. See, what happened is the picture quality actually got a whole lot better. The number of channels increased. And at around the same time, people got tired of paying cable and satellite prices. They kept going up and kept going up and kept going up. So a lot of people are going back to broadcast television, you know, which unless you're 100 miles from the nearest town, you have two or three dozen channels. So the pendulum may be swinging back the other way.
I don't want to tell you how much I pay just to watch television. The amount of money is ridiculous, and I've got to cut back somewhere. I keep adding to, but never subtracting from.
We have what's on the air. I stream programs from CBC and BBC. To the extent that Canadian and British television is that entertaining. I try not to, I'm not going to pay for anything because I have no budget as it is.
Yeah, I'm going to get to where you are one of these days, I hope.
Recently, there was even some service which offers local channels streaming over the internet. But you have to be in one of their local service area. Locast, I think, is the name of it. Locast.com? Nah, don't know. But supposedly they make local channels available streaming. That's part of their free service. They have other service you pay for. What that is, I don't know. They were running into some FCC approval problems, though.
I hadn't heard that at all. I didn't know that, so that's good to know. Yeah, and then the other thing I got going is I built a ground plate antenna for 2 meters, and I think it works pretty good. It's worked just in my garage, hooked it up to my handheld, but I'm going to put it on my roof and attach it to an old dish pole. And just check it out and see how it works.
Hub that used to hold the DirecTV dish? Yeah, do that with a J-pole. J-pole, as far as I know, needs no ground plane. My other antenna is the copper tubing J-pole, which, you know, looks like Guido the alcoholic plumber soldered it together, but, you know, works well enough.
Yeah, I just saw where you can build this. Got interest. I got everything from a better. Hope it does. Hope it does.
If you're breaking up and there's a lot of static in the background, which may or may not be you, the wind could be blowing the feed line cable around on the repeater. You know, we do have that problem.
But I don't know. I think I'm in pretty good sight of the repeater, so still. But I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, you said you were mobile. You were coming home from work. But I've seen that sometimes even with fixed stations. They suddenly come through with white noise behind them. And as I said, some years ago they put the antenna higher up the tower, and they went to a longer feed line, and this antenna, in other words, used to be better.
Yeah.
Now you're pretty much gone, but anyway, pizza's getting cold. I'll talk to you in a bit. I forget your call sign. I'm sure I'll remember it. This is KD2BNG.
KO4VAS, and I'll be clear.
KO4VAS, KD2BNG. All right, 73s. You have a good one. Anyway, dinner's ready. So, talk to you later.